News Radio 84, WHAS.
Four drivers remain hospitalized after the semi-trailer truck overturned.
Kentuckiana's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station.
800 Louisville jobs hang in the balance as union workers vote on a contract.
Experienced news professionals.
Jefferson County EMS expected a slow night, but that changed in a hurry.
Rely on News Radio 84, WHAS.
Welcome back. It's the Joe Elliott Show on 84 WHAS. We're counting it down here, guys. We're about 6.5 minutes away from, let's see here, right now, 6.5 minutes away on 84 WHAS as we are counting down to the millennium. And joining us, along with Dave Jennings, who is with us every night at about this time, we have Denton Randall, who's going to be here after midnight tonight, right, Denton?
That's the plan, Joe, yeah.
We'll be here after midnight taking some calls and checking in with folks.
Right, we're hoping folks will check in with us from their parties and their big celebrations, let us know what's going on, and give us the latest update on all the worldwide Y2K failure that we've heard about so much over the past day.
And Jim Finn is also with us. Jim, you're the overnight producer, so you'll be answering the phone calls and taking care of business here tonight.
Yeah, I'll be here all night.
And I imagine you guys will get some...
If the phones are working.
That's right, if the phones are working.
Fingers crossed.
We'll scare them a little bit. Dave, you've been at radio stations before on New Year's Eve, I'm sure, and you do get some very strange calls.
I get strange calls every night, Joe. I mean, it would be hard to separate him from New Year's Eve, but I think there's just a little more alcohol involved on the New Year's Eve calls. I get whack balls every night, but just drunken whack balls.
Hey, watch the term whack balls. You're talking about my...
Can you say whack balls on the radio?
Well, that's my exclusive cume, pal. Listen, my core audience is the whack ball. Come on.
I have worked a couple of New Year's Eves, like overnights, at a country radio station. And after about 2 o'clock in the morning, I mean, people get it's amazing. 5 minutes from right now, by the way, as we're counting down the time. Yeah, we get all kinds of people. Have had, you know, the booze are talking, and you get all kinds of strange calls at 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning.
And you can trace them right back to the Arnold compound. Every one of them.
There he is. Joe Arnold is getting more abuse here tonight. You're not going to be calling radio stations all over the country hassling them tonight, are you, Joe?
You know, something has never changed, though. It's good to know that even as we're entering a new year, that Dave Jennings will still be, you know, the burr in my saddle.
The burr in his saddle every night here, Joe. Well, if you were here tonight,
yeah,
you'd have a lot of folks to talk to, because of course we're making the big Y2K transition here, and I know Denton is going to hear from a lot of folks from all over town who maybe are at work tonight. I've heard, Joe, from a lot of people who had to come in and sort of do the computer watch. They've shut the computers down about now, and maybe about 12:30 or so, they are then going to crank them back up again and go through all the test programs and all of those kinds of things. So there are really a surprising number of people working tonight.
Yeah, and I think that they'll probably discover a couple of problems along the way, but I think they've been kind of late in coming, but they realize the problem enough to be able to circumvent any kind of serious problems. I think they've done a pretty good job. As far as we can see, you know, who's to say about 3.5 minutes from now what the tally will be?
Hey, Joe, it's Denton.
Yeah.
Listen, I wondered, there's been a rumor here around the radio station. I wonder if you could confirm it for us that tonight at midnight you plan to drink a beer. Is that right?
I will have some champagne here with my family, in fact.
Ooh. What?
Oh. Wow.
If you like that, and I can call you after I've had that champagne, and I'd be more than happy to. That's actually allowed on the air. I don't know if that is or not. But
does somebody have a video camera? Are we?
I've had champagne before.
You know, after a couple of sips, he might get so hammered that in the post-New Year Monopoly game, he might be the shoe instead of the horse.
Uh-oh,
wow.
Look out.
Ooh. Okay, now we're really dishing some dirt here on Mr. Arnold. And by the way, you will be happy to know, Joe, we are about 2 minutes and 50 seconds away from right now as we start to count them down. And we, of course, have had this happen in many, many places around the world, in Britain, in France, all kinds of places. They have had absolutely no problems here so far to report. And you are, I guess, what, about an hour or so away from your big turnover. But we are about 2.5 minutes away now, a little less than 2.5 minutes, as we start to as we start to count them down here, guys.
Well, Joe, I have we have these balloons here, some extra ones here. Any wishes I should put in the balloons to lift off from the Arnold family house here?
Very quickly, guys, anybody with a New Year's wish here, with about almost 2 minutes to go from about 5 seconds away here from 2 minutes.
Throw my phone number in there, Joe. Maybe I'll meet a future ex-wife this year.
Actually, we are putting emails on here in case anybody should happen to get them, so we'll do that.
Yeah, I'd like to do something about that nasty slice of mine.
Okay.
Can we get anything to fix
golf
that?
Golf slice. Let me write that one down.
He's going to work on his golf wish, yeah. Golf game. Jim, any New Year's wishes here for 2000?
No, nothing I can think of. Not off the top of my head.
Leave it to Jim. To jump right
in. Give me a few minutes. I might think of something.
Okay.
Jim's got it here. Well, I'm going to wish for just for the normal things for the family, the kid, the wife, the dog, everybody to be healthy and good ratings and, you know, all kinds of things like that. That's probably my wish.
That I could be out of here by 2 so I could have a little fun tonight. That remains to be seen. I'm not a complicated guy.
Well, you know, I'm going to go.
Future ex-wife and a couple of drinks.
I'm going to leave here in about a half hour and go home and have a very quiet New Year's morning at home and watch a little football this afternoon.
60 seconds, boys.
60 seconds from Mark. We are right here at about 55 seconds now from 84 WHAS as we are starting to count it down. Denton Randall, by the way, will be here to take some telephone calls a little after 12 midnight. You might want to wait a couple of minutes before you give Denton a call because the folks from Bell South have urged us not to have everybody picking up the phone at exactly 12 midnight.
And so don't call 911 to see if it works.
Yeah, right. Please don't do that. 30 seconds from now.
Hey, Joe, happy New Year to you, buddy. I'll let you go Bell South isn't mad at me, okay?
Hey, we'll talk to you in a bit, Joe.
Joe, happy New Year to you and to all the
Arnolds. Prosperity, love, family, friends.
Yeah. Don't drive after that champagne tonight, Joe.
Yeah. Okay.
Call us back later, buddy.
Right, bye, well,
Joe Arnold has joined us. We are 15 seconds from now on 84 WHAS as we count down to the millennium. We are at 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Yeah!
Happy New Year!
Hello? Are we still here? Is it still working?
Hello.
Joe?
Just kidding!
Dave, you okay?
We couldn't resist. For all of our Y2K friends, we couldn't resist having a little explosion just to sort of start off the year 2000. Happy New Year. Welcome to the new millennium. Denton Randall is here to take some telephone calls in just a few minutes. Seriously, Happy New Year, guys.
Happy New Year, Joe.
Thank you all very much for your participation on this program. Caleb Brown has the news coming up after Kenny G. Happy New Year from 84 WHAS.
Louisville.
The first voice I spoke in the...